Feeling great. Feeling great. Been off for a while. Very excited to be back with the guys. It's one thing to be really healthy and have your health and strength, but the camaraderie that you have with the guys, your brothers, your teammates, that's even better to be back with them. So it's pretty cool.
How far are you in your rehab? Are you 100%? When do you expect to be in?
You know what? If you see me run and do drills and stuff, I'm probably at 100%, but I'm harder on myself, so I'm probably 90-95 just because I haven't played football yet. Football is different from doing drills and stuff, but do I have any limitations? Not at all. Ankle is very flexible. My Achilles is doing great. Don't feel it at all. Doing strenuous workouts, weights, running fast, racing people, all that stuff is back. So I just can't wait in a couple of weeks to get on the actual field and run around and with the guys on the football field. That'd be cool.
So the strength and conditioning stuff like that you're doing today, it's not going to be a problem for you?
No, that's what I've been doing back in Austin, working out with the guys, Rakpo and Jamal Charles and everybody. So this is stuff I've been doing the whole time. Really going to be excited to see in a couple weeks actually get out on the field running plays and stuff like that. So,
when you're doing that, can you just totally forget about the injury, or is it sort of in the back of your mind?
No, it's not in the back of my mind. The bigger difference will be in a couple weeks when I get on the field and see how I move out there. And mentally, it's been a while since my injury, so. But the big part about having a big injury, part of it is mentally, and that part has to go away for you to succeed and do what, you know, I guess get back to where you left off. So that's my opportunity that I'm trying to get back to where I left off.
Derek, you call it a big injury. How challenging have the last 7 months been to you not being you?
It's been hard. It's been hard, you know, but I've been through something harder than this, and I think through my career, this is I was equipped for this. You know, when I didn't start that 1 year, my fifth season, that was harder than this. So it's one of those things where not that it wasn't anything, it wasn't nothing. It was really hard to deal with going to the games all the time, looking at the guys having fun. Of course, I was in the locker room with them, high-fiving them and stuff, but at the same time, I wanted to be out there too. It was very hard for me, but I knew I had to go through this time, get back to where I need to get to. My career later in my years has been like this, and I haven't been on the decline yet, so I want to. It's going to be a great opportunity to show everyone I still got it. So it's a lot to prove this year, so it'll be great.
Throughout the offseason, you kind of kept posting like videos and stuff, trying to show that you still had it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just excited to, you know, run again. You know, that's why I was letting everybody know how I was doing, keeping everybody updated through Twitter and everything, just because everybody wanted to know, you know, how you doing. I always get questions on, you know, how's your injury going? And it's a blessing to get back to form, and I'm excited.
Did you give any thought to retiring because of an injury like that, or were you always pretty dead set on rehab it and keep playing?
Yeah, no, not.
How long do you expect to play?
Man, I'm riding it out right now. I mean, I can go another 3, 4, 5 years. It's a mentality that I have. It's just the way my career's gone. You know, my later years have been better. So if I can stay healthy, I'm gonna ride it out. I mean, I got a little taste of not being out there on the field with the guys, not being in meeting rooms, and that's a little bit of a taste of retirement, and I'm not ready for that at all.
But Derek, what's so tough about that after doing it for so long? What's so tough about that?
Say that again?
What's so tough about being away from the game and, like, really – because, like, when you're not playing, I mean, you're a part of the team, but it's different, isn't it?
It is different because I was in a locker room with the guys, but it's different when you're not out there with the blood, sweat, and tears as they do on Sunday. That's big time. That's what I'm used to. That's what I do. I may have missed a game here or there throughout my career, but never a season-ending injury, especially beginning of the season like that. And It was tough, man. It was a big blow for me, but my body's healed up. Used to have different problems with my shoulders and wrist and little stuff. I'm all healed up, so hopefully I'm a little younger, hopefully.
Derek, it looks like you lost some weight.
I have. I'm about 230. I'm a little light right now. I'm probably trying to get back up to 235, but I've always focused on coming in camp in shape already, light as I can be. I'm an older guy, so gaining weight is not a problem for me.
As an older guy with that injury, I mean, have you thought about maybe carrying less weight?
Even before the injury, every year I lost 2 or 3 pounds. I first got in the league, I was 250, 255, so it's just started just trickling down a little bit, just less weight. I mean, I'm a smarter player. I don't need all that weight. I mean, I need to be fast and quick and still have my strength, so.
Derek, I know it's a business, but Justin obviously is a big part of what you guys are going to do here. How do you feel about him coming back to this team? Do you think it's going to happen if you're good about it?
I probably shouldn't talk about guys that aren't here, but when the season hit, we'll have all our bullets put like that.
There was a lot of talk during the offseason from Coach Reed how you had worked out Mike DeVito. Obviously, the same injury that you had. How important was that to work with him and for him to work with you?
Big part of my reason why I'm here right now and my mindset. Mike DeVito was a guy I depended on a lot, even before the injury. He was a guy that kept the big guys off of me. So I was really you definitely don't want to see another guy go down like that. Injuries are a big part of the game. But to have a guy of that caliber, mindset-wise, to actually be in and out of rehab with me every single day, got even closer with him, and his faith through God and everything that he brings to the table on and off the field, man, it wasn't as hard as people thought it was being with Mike DeVito.